Well, here we go once again with another edition of Tight End Nation here on Gresham Fourier, because we know that with Tom Brady coming to town, our resident tight ends on WEEI, Wiggy and Fourier, have been wondering, which one will Tom Brady pat on the bum first? Maybe the guy he would pat on the bum is the other guy who joins
probably.
Us. Our guy, Hunter Henry, yeah. A part of Tight End Nation here with Gresham Fourier. And first of all, congratulations. New deal. I know you stayed. Even at this point in your NFL career, is it still a little uneasy when you get like to the end of the year and it's like, oh, I know I'll have options, but I don't exactly know what they're going to be. So what was it like for you heading into this offseason?
Yeah, it was good. I was keeping my options open in a way. I think you have to do that going into free agency, but this place kind of had a special place in it. And, once I saw kind of everything fall into place, I mean, I was kind of built a relationship with Mayo over the last few years just being here. So once I saw he was the head coach, I kind of, got to speak to him after him talking to my agent and all that kind of stuff. So it was the process was good, and me and my wife are very excited to be back here.
When you said the keep your options open, was there any teams that you flirted with at all? That kind of you made eye contact? You know what I mean, right? I like you. You like me. Let's see.
I never actually hit the market, so I never really got to talk to anybody officially.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot like when exactly you signed. So before free
agency. Yeah, I was technically. Started, I signed. Think I was like a week before.
So they didn't even let you. They didn't let you test the waters.
Yeah. So I signed. I think it was a week before. So.
Okay. So what's been the biggest change so far? So you were happy that Mayo gets the job. You're now like officially like the old guy on the team. You're the wily vet in more ways than one.
Well, Andrews might raise his hand on that,
well,
but right behind with Hunter.
But
there
still,
you go.
You know, I mean, tight ends are smarter than center, so I'd give him more of the credit.
Oh, here we go.
Has
already.
Your role changed with the new regime?
I don't know if it's changed. I feel like last year I had to step up in a lot of ways, leadership wise. I feel like I was tested, especially just the year we went through. I was trying to. You know, it was step up as a leader. I think that I felt like we needed it, especially offensively in a lot of ways. So I don't know if it's changed, but definitely the old head in the room. So it's a little weird. I feel like it was just yesterday.
Do guys look at you like, hey, they need to make a decision, and everybody kind of turns to you?
Yeah, they turn to you now,
honestly,
right?
Yeah, honestly, in a way. Yeah, we're pretty young on offense too. So definitely, like me and Dave are, head and shoulders older, and Jacoby. We're all, I think Dave's on year 10, I'm on going on year 9, and Jacoby's year 9 as well. So, yeah, we're kind of the oldest in the room now.
Is there a part of that was a part of the appeal of staying here, or for you was it pure business? You know, you're counted on here differently than maybe you would be elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. Obviously business plays a hand in anything.
Of course.
For sure. But, I love Mayo. I love the vision that they have. And so I kind of wanted to be a part of that. And I hated leaving. I didn't want to just kind of leave it where we left it in a way. So I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to kind of be a part of the change.
Is it worth it to even go back to last year and revisit anything that happened? Or do you guys just want to move on and get on with your lives?
Yeah, move on. Definitely.
Yeah,
move
yeah
on.
I feel
we're
like
– we're on to 24.
Okay.
So it's I'm excited. The coaching staff's been great. Meetings have been awesome. It's kind of been a fresh start, and we're excited for, this season to come.
Hunter Henry is with Gresham and Fourier, and, of course, he is with us during Patriots Monday and Fridays as well. What was the vision communicated to you from Mayo? Because I feel like there's been a little bit of riding the roller coaster. He'll say certain things and then be like, maybe I need to walk that back. Clearly, he is new in the job, and we know that Bill was very regimented in what he said and what he wanted you all either to say or maybe more importantly, not say. So how was it all communicated to you? Because I know to me and someone on the outside, it feels like there's a – like it's kind of said, and then, let's maybe course correct this a little bit.
Yeah, I've always admired Mayo's energy and just what he brought to the table just in the meeting rooms as the linebacker coach, defensive coordinator, whatever the role
whatever
was.
His role
whatever he was
last
whatever
time,
that
yeah.
role was. We don't have to talk about the whole role thing, but I just always admired his energy, what he's about, the kind of guy he is, what a great coach he was too. I was excited. I felt like I said, I didn't want to be a part of the leaving it the way it was. Me and my wife have loved it here. I mean, we've had two kids here now, so I mean, it's a special place.
See, now you're never gonna leave.
Yeah,
you know what? He's future for you.
Yeah,
he's already laying down the.
I don't know if I'm here.
Already laying down the roots.
I don't know if I'm here forever, but
yeah, that's what I said.
It's
Hunter.
Always a special.
That's
place.
What I said. I'm curious.
He's got the dough to pull it off, though, you know?
True.
Your
true.
Net worth on the internet's only $71 million, so you can't move to that island, you know?
Please, it's not going to work. I'm curious, the offense that you guys are running now, is it a West Coast offense? Is it a style all to its own? Have you ever ran a version of it? Is anything familiar? I'm just curious. Like how different it is from last year's offense, but it's been around here forever.
Run game is a little bit new to me. We had pieces of the pass game in a lot of ways, a conceptual base when I was in L.A. So I've been in a similar scheme. I've kind of had doses and pieces of it. Every offense has similar things.
Yeah.
But like, what is your bread and butter? I would say it's definitely a West Coast flavor to it. Maybe with a little bit of different.
So you got the XY hook in there.
I guess you guys will see it.
Yeah, was it as challenging to learn? Is it as challenging to learn as the other one, as far as like the verbiage and everything like that for you, or is it just?
Man, every NFL offense has its own challenges, I think. But I would say.
Well, I say that because everyone says how difficult that old Patriot offense
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was hard. That was,
you know,
that was
and
difficult.
I was
a smart guy, and that was still very hard to pick up. But yeah, it's definitely. Easier to pick up for sure.
As you look at the way things are progressing now, I know that there's a chance y'all might go do some kind of whatnot, whatever tomorrow, and then maybe practice again or something like that. It seems like people feel good about the offensive installation. You're a veteran. You would know. How do you feel about kind of where everything is at relative to camp starting in, what, 5 weeks from now?
Yeah, we're in a good spot. I mean, I feel like we've hit almost every situation we could in such a condensed time. So we've thrown a lot at just us that the coaches have. So I feel like we have a lot in. So when we come back, at least when you hear it again, you can kind of refresh everything and then really kind of like – put our true offense in with the run game, put the pads on, you know, establish it. We didn't get to run the ball as much as we wanted to, you know,
right.
Spring without pads on. So once we can establish the run game, kind of establish that identity, that we'll definitely be able to kind of see our offense come to play.
Okay, so we're talking to Hunter Henry, and obviously, you know, Gresh and I were down at the draft, so we were one of the first – we made first contact with Drake May. So we had our first initial analysis of
y'all
Drake
were the
May.
First one?
First one's there, literally. Had the microphone in his face. I'm curious, been in the league a long time, played with a lot of different quarterbacks. Your first impressions of him?
I love his energy. Love his attitude just out the gate. He comes to work every single day. He's only been here a month, and he's fit right in a lot of aspects. I feel like he's taking coaching really well and applying it to the football field as well. He's been great in the locker room, great in meeting rooms. I feel like he's taking great notes and learning from a vet in Jacoby as well. I feel like Jacoby's been really huge for him. I mean, Jacoby's a great vet and been around a bunch of different offenses, been in this offense especially. So, I mean, Drake's been great. I'm excited to continue working with him.
I know that once you get into camp, it ends up, you know, you're putting the pads on, you can hit a little bit. You end up seeing a little more of either what you need to work on, flaws, things of that nature. How does Jacoby Brissett kind of fit in to what you all want to do and maybe potentially covering up some of those flaws? You know, I'm curious what kind of vibe you might be getting as to how the offense might evolve, because I'm of the – hey, man, before you put the kid in, I think everybody, including the coaches, need 8 weeks to kind of let's all kind of figure it out sort of deal. But who knows? Maybe the kid grabs the job. I'm curious in terms of the role of Brissett. Now, everybody talks about the off the field, but what about the on the field with this guy?
Yeah, Jacoby's great, man. He's been so fun to be with just the last couple of months. Been in the scheme, so he's helping like everybody. He's helping me just how he sees things, just even run game, pass game, protection. I mean, there's so many details to an offense, and him being in it is so big for all of us. He's also just been doing great in the spring. I mean, he throws a great ball. He's fun to play with, a guy that's been around, like I said. So it's a lot of fun to kind of compete and kind of just pick his brain on how he sees routes, how he sees things, how I can improve. He can pick my brain on how I see things. So Jacoby's huge in that room.
Okay, so I just have a couple questions that I guess are off topic, you know, that, you know, we don't, you know, we're still,
we got,
I know,
Celtics on him here.
No, no, not Celtics. No. Well, I guess it's still on topic.
Is,
but
this,
you know,
tight end society?
We do hear more now that Bill's gone. You know, it used to be like everything was buttoned up. Just a couple things that I'm curious about. A couple rumors. I want you to just clear it up for me. Okay, Mayo was talking about like mental sprints. You guys doing mental sprints? Do I have that right? Like, do you guys sit in your chairs and he says, close your eyes, we're going to run 110s? Like, how does that work? Or is that even real?
Mental sprints. That's.
Do I got that right?
I do believe that's the phrase that,
yeah,
I heard.
Yeah, the phrase
too,
that
the whole,
I heard, mental sprints.
I haven't done a mental sprint.
Okay, you haven't done a mental sprint.
I haven't.
Okay.
No. Like running in my head?
Yeah, like running. Yeah, like visualizing
running
yourself running.
That's what it is.
Not visual. Oh, is it visual?
No, it's visualization and manifestation. Is that it? Is that
that's what I'm asking.
Deals?
I'm wondering if that's a thing.
I mean, we've done a lot of walkthroughs, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, learn on the field,
okay,
learn on your feet.
Okay, so you're not like closing your eyes. It's not candles. He's like, it's on one. You know, it's none of that stuff.
No,
okay.
No, no.
The other one is, we also heard there was like a mural, like a new mural, like in somewhere in the building, and I'm curious if you're featured in it.
I'm not.
You're not.
Have you seen it?
Have you seen? Yeah, what's it look like?
I've seen it. It's a good mural. Man,
okay,
that guy, talented guy who drew that.
I'm sure.
Girl.
Yeah.
I don't really know, actually.
Yeah, we're wondering if you could take a picture of it and send it.
Maybe you guys, will sneak through at some point. And
we're gonna have to.
I want to see this.
I need to see if St. Mayo's got some Birkenstocks on or something like that.
It's good. It's a good looking mural, man. It's a talented person for sure.
Are you going to Wednesday's deal?
I am not. I am not. I got to get out of town.
Okay, so what is it? A secret location? You getting out with family?
I'm going home to Arkansas.
Okay.
My brother-in-law is getting married this weekend. So I'm.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So I had my brother got married this past weekend, and then my brother-in-law's this weekend.
Man, it's like you got weddings, I got graduations.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating something.
Yeah,
well, again, when he's your age, it'll be switched. He'll be dealing with graduations and stuff like that, and all his kids getting scholarships to college. This
guy's
four for four.
We don't pay for school.
Four for four.
Family.
He's got one more
on the way.
We don't pay for
school.
Wow.
And we don't do it.
The 12-year-old, well, hey, the 12-year-old's got a lot to live up to.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Very much so. We're at in Arkansas. Like a civil.
I'm going to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Okay, so you're going to civilized Arkansas, not like, you know, buck snort.
No.
Nothing like that.
No.
Yeah. Have you been to the real backwoods Arkansas or just like you have? Okay, good.
Yeah, you got to go to the backwoods to hunt. So,
hog?
That's where I've never hog hunt, but.
Would you though?
I've killed a hog.
You have,
deer hunting. Just shot it, but not like doing the whole knife and like.
Right. Like that's like, no. Yeah, you're not like wiping the blood on your forehead or nothing.
You're
like
in a tree.
Yeah. No, there's none of that. Jumping down.
Yeah, like tackling the hog.
None of that stuff.
I'm not noodling.
Oh my God. I literally was going to go there and ask if you noodle.
No, I actually just saw a buddy of mine that literally did that and pulled out a.
Boom. And then just pulls it out, right?
I'm good on that. I'm not sticking my thumb down.
They cut that thing up and eat it, or do you throw it back?
I mean, you can eat it, I guess.
Catfish
is good.
It is delicious.
Is
anything's good if you fry it.
I mean,
stop.
Of course,
it.
They're gonna fry it down there.
Fry it. Oh yeah, you know, I'll
bread it.
You gotta have some good batter.
I'll fry some broccoli for you, and we'll see what that tastes like. Awful.
It would be a little better.
Yeah,
it would be
fried is good. And cheese smothered all over it. And
totally
that's like,
fine with
now
it.
Now going back to being 8 years old to eat your veggies.
Yeah.
We're gonna let Hunter Henry go. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
it. See you again.
Congrats on the deal. We'll see you soon.
Y'all have a good summer.